are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Most in the trades industry have some pretty strong feelings when it comes to flat rate pricing. And there's usually no gray area. Contractors that are on flat rate pricing feel like it's the best thing since sliced bread. However, contractors that are not on flat rate pricing usually raise objections like, we're too small, our customer base won't stand for it, our city is too large or too small, the techs won't accept it, or simply, I don't want to gouge the customer. My objective during our time together is not to try to convince you to move to flat rate pricing, but rather to share a real-life situation that recently occurred to my wife and I that might just simply shed a little extra light on the subject in a way that you might not have considered before. I actually wrote this script while sitting on an airplane heading home from a wonderful week of presenting an R&R in Maui, Hawaii. Yes, Maui is a beautiful place, as beautiful as a postcard. The food is wonderful. The beaches, they're outstanding. And the weather really is perfect. Actually, every day. However, this is not an infomercial for Hawaii. This presentation is simply another effort to provide yet one more reason why your company should at least consider going to flat rate pricing. The story actually took place a couple of months ago. My wife and I got up at 3 a.m. to drive to Evansville, Indiana, to catch a 6 a.m. flight, the first of many, on our way to Hawaii. A short 24-plus hours later, we were checking in at one of the most beautiful resorts in Maui. It was about 9 p.m. Maui time, which meant it was 2 a.m. our time. So as you might expect, we were a little bit tired and looking forward to settling in for a good night's rest, anticipating a wonderful conference and some much-needed rest and relaxation. We were greeted by a less-than-enthusiastic employee at check-in. She began a much-scripted process of telling us the room rate, which was actually pretty good based on the size of the conference. However, she then proceeded to inform us that there was an additional $10 charge per person for portage of our bags. Now keep in mind, my wife had already proceeded to the room with the bellman and was totally unaware of the per-person portage charge. Guess what happened? That's right. My wife tipped him. Now, over and above the $20 I had just paid for having the bags brought to the room. The reservation specialist then proceeded to inform me that there was also an $18 per day resort fee on top of our room rate. I promptly asked her what it covered and was it optional. The reply was that it was not optional, and it covered the use of the exercise room, internet service, which I later found out was a slow version, but for an additional $14.95 a day, you could have the fast version, and it covered self-parking. Now, I'm sure you're way ahead of me. Yes, I'm thinking, why don't they just add these fees into the room rate and provide a flat rate for the room? At that point, I was a bit irritated, to say the least. Then, she proceeded to tell me there was also a $3 housekeeping gratuity per day for the maid service. Again, it was not optional. If all that were not enough to get us off on the wrong foot, her next statement was, oh, by the way, Mr. Grandy, that non-smoking king bedroom you requested 6 months ago? Guess what? It's not available. We've assigned you to a non-smoking room with two double beds for the week. Now you can imagine what was going through my mind as I anticipated a...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.